Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
When did we get so lost inside ourselves? We used to be strong, now it's like we don't care. Instead, we're calling out for help. Don't know where we went wrong, but it's so hard to share. All this weight left on our shoulders, too much for the both of us. When did it get so bad?
Good afternoon and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, created and hosted by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of personal and educational discussions with a variety of women that want to educate, inspire, and bring awareness to the community. These women all have a powerful mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories, milestones, and successes with you. Here's your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today my guest has cultivated many essential skills she uses through her career in human resources, such as interpersonal skills, emotional intelligence, leadership, and much more. Her career took a divine detour. I love that phrase, where she studied the subtle energies of the body through chakra energy and acquired her coaching certification. She has since been practicing as a personal coach and professional consultant for over 12 years. And through all of these paths and her own discoveries with personal growth, she is helping women who are on a mission to seek their best self, best life, best career, best world, so they have the clarity and confidence to transform their visions and deepest desires into reality. Oh my God, this is so awesome. Casey Kerr, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
And how do you say your last name?
Kerr.
Okay. Kerr. And your company used to be Find Your Roar.
Yes. Although I used to like to say Find Your Roar.
And that was the very first time I met you. And that had to be, I think, 2012.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a really long time. Now, who you are today, you have quite the history. Can you share, this is one of my favorite pieces of reading some of the information about you, these three dynamic career paths that you really wanted to grow up to become and why?
Yeah, it's kind of a funny story. I remember being in my dad, in the pool that my dad and my stepmom had at their house, and we had this conversation about what did you want to be when you grew up. And I remembered then that I wanted to be a doctor, a lawyer, and a hairdresser.
Like
all at the same time. Like from the time I was probably about, I don't know, maybe 8 to like 12. That was my sort of career path. And and it was when the reason I dug deep into this is because when I very first started getting into coaching, I started as a career coach. So I was trying to help people, women, understand, you know, what you could draw upon to figure out what your career should be. So mine, as I thought about them, were doctor, because it was like, you know, this is, you have the power to heal, the power to like be strong and fit and be your best. And
love it.
Yeah. And then a lawyer, I just always pictured myself standing in front of that bar, making all of these great speeches, talking about justice and, you know, honesty and truth and helping people to like share their story and have an advocate for them. And the hairdresser was really just like, you know, feeling
the icing on the cake.
you know how you feel when you walk out of a salon and you look fantastic.
Yes.
And you feel so beautiful. And I loved that, the feeling, not just of having it for myself, but of giving it to someone else. You know what I mean? So, so those were, and when I think about it, that's kind of what I'm doing now.
I love it, just metaphorically.
Right?
So when did this divine detour sort of happen?
So for me, it really happened because I evolved from human resources into recruiting. And as a recruiter, I was listening to all these people come to me to say, Casey, help me find the perfect job for me. And the more I listened to them, the more I realized, oh my God, it's not your job. It's the career you've chosen. It's the path that you've put yourself on. And so that's what kind of shifted me into feeling like, I'm finding myself coaching these people through, you know, these transitions, and I don't get enough of that as a recruiter. So I want to find another way to do that where that's my full-time job.
More.
Yeah. Mm. So I started.
And who
to,
doesn't want that?
Right. That's the natural.
When I was in college, I had my 2.5 years, you know, of night school. And when I was there, I was like, don't you have some kind of thing on the computer that I can plug in all of my great skills and poof, out comes the career.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just mm-hmm. wanted to plug it in. And there is the book, The Color of Your Parachute.
Absolutely. I started with that myself, and I use that with clients. But what I found as a career coach for the 10 metaphorical minutes that I actually did it was that a lot of what was preventing people from finding the right career path and really going for it was their lack of belief in themselves or their, you know, what I know now is their negative programming. It showed up as their fears. Well, I already have all these bills. What am I going to have to do? Can I go back to school? I don't want to go back to school because then I'm going to have to start over. And who can afford to do that? And I could
starting see. Starting over.
Yeah.
That's
it's
hard.
It's terrifying. Mm. And so that's when I realized this goes a whole lot deeper than career coaching. And you know, I've always been one to ask myself, like, I love to think and I love to philosophize and so I just would sit and spend time asking those questions and journaling. And eventually, just like in the book that Neil Donald Walsh wrote, Conversations with God, it was like there was a bigger part of me that started to give me answers to these questions and started to paint a picture. And that really kind of started this journey.
And you call it your barometer.
Mm-hmm.
So how has this become your I love that you're using this term. I've never heard anybody say my business model is my barometer.
I know. And I don't know that it's exactly sort of dictionary
appropriate or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Like whatever the equivalent of that is. But I see it this way, that I feel this great sense of creative energy that flows through me. And for the longest time, and often even every day, I find it stops right at my solar plexus, like right where it's supposed to come out into the world in actions or in, you know, things that I'm offering or whatever. It sort of gets stuck there behind my own fear. And that's what held me up in every iteration of my business that I've ever had. And so because I was facing those problems, that's what made me ask those questions. How do I solve this? What's going on? What's really causing it? And I the more that I went out there and talked to other women, I realized it's not just me. It's not just me.
It's not.
And it's to various degrees that other people have it, you know, but it's not just me. It's all of us.
And so really the ideal woman that you want to help succeed is the one who is on that mission to discover her, I love this, best self, best life, best career, best world. That's who you want to support.
It's absolutely who I want to support because there's a, you know, you carry that energy. You know what that feeling of I have something big to offer and I can't quite get out of my own way enough to do it. Not because I don't have the skills or the talent or the experience or the network or because the need isn't out there, but because there's something inside of me that was holding me back. And I've talked to, you know, hundreds, thousands of women who've had the exact same experience and know that it's them and are doing every possible thing under the sun that they can, reading all kinds of books, going to all kinds of seminars, getting coaching. And nobody's talking about it from this specific perspective that I have been. And so I'm getting a lot of response from women who are like, yes, exactly. I know I could bring so much more to this if I could just get out of my own way.
Or like you said, help them achieve the momentum.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And how do you get that momentum going?
It starts with your thoughts, believe it or not.
I believe that.
You know?
I believe that.
It starts absolutely there. Most of the programs that are out there start with changing behaviors. And that doesn't work. It has to go backwards to the very thoughts that pop up in our minds. And those thoughts become things eventually. Every single thought that we have turns into something. And it's not through magic.
Yeah.
It's through our choices. It's through our words. It's through the decisions that we make. It's through the relationships we have, the actions we take, the behaviors that we have. So it starts with our thoughts.
You almost have to just strip everything down and stop focusing on all of this stuff and really think about what are you actually telling yourself.
Absolutely. And you know, it's funny that you say that about all of this stuff. I take this stuff to mean like our real life around us, the conditions that we live with. And some of us are so hyper-focused on our conditions that it affects the way we think and it affects the way we feel about ourselves.
And then it affects our dreams.
Absolutely.
And desires, and it makes us shift in settle.
Absolutely.
Right?
Because we look around at our current conditions and we can't see that there's another alternative. So we pick the best of the worst and we settle for it. And then we wonder why our conditions don't change and why we feel stuck. It's because we keep making decisions based on what's already around us as options without being without having the faith and the trust and the patience to just take a deep breath and wait and see what else has already been working itself out there.
Oh, my God. I just had this vision that, and I want to mention something else that you said that really struck me hard before we go to break. But I had this vision of myself sort of in this box, and the box is huge, and I'm so small. And it's like, why can't I fill up this space? Like, I really want to fill up the whole box. Mm-hmm. I want to be everything inside the box. Anyway, that just came to me. But I love this that you said, that you want to help women whose purpose or calling is larger than life within them. But in current reality, not so much. And I want you to hold that thought. And we're going to go to break. My guest is Casey Kerr, and I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD. One of my favorite things to do is write. Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and I'm excited to tell you that soon I will be releasing my debut book entitled I Am on a Love Diet. I share my amazing concept, and you can be on a journey with me through my confessions and many revelations throughout. My book is practically an experiment by building upon one achievable decision at a time. A grapefruit diet is not realistic. A love diet is personal. My love diet book is scheduled to be published this fall, and you can be one of the first to get your hands on a copy by signing up for a sneak peek at chapter one today. Visit powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Since 1894, the Woodward School for Girls in Quincy, Massachusetts was founded to create a sense of community, wholeness, and independence in young women. In their traditional all-girl environment, the Woodward School for Girls has been committed to building confidence in their students through their amazing academic, art, and sport programs for 125 years. Each student at the Woodward School for Girls is encouraged to find their voice by bringing forth their best work ethic so they can learn to lead. Learn more about their rolling admissions at thewoodwardschool.org today.
We are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Casey Kerr. And you can find her at Wing Women Nation on Facebook. So, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that later. But right now, I want to ask you, what is negative programming dominance? And how did all of this wisdom you've learned over the years help you to create this program, and it's really to help those women that are feeling that not so much that we just that we just mentioned. I love that phrase. Like today, not so much.
It's well, the not so much part of it is like there. I feel like people break into these two categories of what I call expanders and grounders. And expanders are people who always see the possibilities and are like the big dreamers. We're the ones who we can see the thing fully fleshed out right in front of us, and it's awesome. It's amazing, right? We are the dreamers of the world, but those of us who have what I call negative programming dominance, it's a dream more than it is reality, because we don't know when we're being run by those programs. We can't see the step-by-step right now actions that I can take that will start to give me the experience of the full-blown vision.
And that's why they get stuck.
That's right, why we get stuck. So instead, we look at it the way other people have done it, and we say, like, say my big grand vision is you know, to have a big global stage where I'm telling people about negative programming dominance and how these are the automatic programming that goes on in our subconscious that's really shortcuts, thinking that it's kind of helping us to make decisions more quickly. Like, oh, you've made these decisions before when you've faced these circumstances, so you must do that all the time.
Mm.
To do the quote fingers, like, scientific part of this, it's that our subconscious mind can process 40 million bits of information per second, but our conscious mind can only process 40 bits per second. So our brain creates all these shortcuts so that we're not spending all day saying, do I turn the knob to open the door? You know, like the same kind of functions.
So funny.
The same, similar to the functions that help us to breathe and blink without thinking about it, right?
Yeah.
So you can feel these shortcuts happening when, say, there's a problem that you have in your life, something that you're facing and you want to, it's not what you want, right? Mm. And you look around at the current options that seem available to you. And it's a little bit like when you lose something in your house and you walk into your bedroom and you kind of briefly peruse everything because you're like, I've searched there, I've searched there, I've searched there, and it's not any of those places. So you stand at the door and you look in and you're like, no, I've already searched it. I've done everything I can do. It's not in that room. Mm. And you step outside and you go to another room. That's a similar way to the way that these NPD programs work. They're shortcuts, but sometimes they keep bringing you around to see the same things that you don't want, and you're like, no, I don't want that. So you don't make any decision. You just stay stuck in that place, and then you do the same thing again. It's like when that problem keeps working itself around, and you can't shut it off.
Mm.
That's a sure sign that you have an NPD or multiple NPD programs running.
Mm.
And so for those of us that have really big dreams and we want to do a lot of stuff, every single thing that we want to do that scares us triggers that response where we go, okay.
Mm.
And so we're constantly in that loop.
This is brilliant.
So if you're a worrier or a fretter, you know, or somebody who just kind of can't ever settle down, whether that's across all areas of your life, like with regard to your body, your weight, your health, your money, your romantic relationships, your families, your parenting, all the areas, if it's across one or two, or it could be across multiple. I run into a lot of people who just have it, say, with their weight. Look at Oprah. Right? Jennifer Aniston, she's got it all together, but she can't get that guy thing going, right?
Oh, my God.
So they have what I call
great
positive
examples.
Thank you. And we all know them.
And we love them both.
Right? But so lots of us have it across all areas. So it works out like whatever you want to put your most attention to like fix the most, you're going to kind of screw up the most. That's why it feels like it gets worse before it gets better. Because it does.
Wow.
It literally does.
Oh my God.
Because the thoughts that we're thinking in the very moment that we're taking the action that is going to potentially expand us, like making a sales call.
Mm.
If you pick up the phone to make a sales call and you're feeling like $1 million because you know you have the greatest offer to make.
Yeah.
But the minute the person picks up the phone and your thoughts go to, God, I hope I don't screw this up. Or I hope she sees how awesome it is. I hope they can afford it. I hope they have the money. I hope I say all the right things.
Yeah.
Those thoughts, you're already turning it into a negative trajectory because they're not wired for the desire that you have. Those thoughts are wired for that person to say, oh,
I'm not
now's not a good time.
Not so much.
Not so much, right?
Not so much. Oh, my God. So the person that experiences negative programming dominance can also be experiencing what kind of disorder? So anxiety,
absolutely.
Depression.
Anxiety, depression.
ADHD.
Mm-hmm. It shows up in kids as something called oppositional defiance disorder.
I had never heard of that before.
I had neither until I Googled, why is my son saying no to everything I tell him to do?
Oh, my God. So this is called oppositional defiance disorder.
Yes.
Where they just want to do the opposite of everything you say.
Everything you say.
So now you have to be the parent and use reverse psychology.
Absolutely.
Constantly.
So, and that's the thing. So you have to
get around it.
Exactly. So now when you have negative programming dominance, right, then you're automatically always focused on the problem. And everything that's coming out of your mouth is going to be either as the more activated and more triggered you get by this tantruming child or client who's saying no or whatever it is, you're going to get more and more activated. So now you're starting to use threats and you're starting to like plead and beg and make deals.
And it goes to the fight or flight.
Absolutely. So it just so
or we go to the fight or
flight. We go to the fight or flight. So we're not operating from a place where the person on the other side of us can do what we want because we're triggering them.
So tell me again, how do we break through those barriers?
So, well,
it's the shortcut system.
So the really the easiest way or the simple, not the easiest at all, the simplest way is to just clear your mind. Mm. And that's why things like meditation and yoga are helpful.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. These automatic programs are automatic. They're happening in response, so we don't always have that awareness level that we're already into the spiral until we're into it. So even though quieting the mind is the best way to stop this, it's next to impossible for lots of us with NPD to quiet our mind. Mm. It's not easy.
Ah.
It's simple. It's not easy.
Ah.
You ever try to quiet your mind when you're totally crazy and activated?
I know.
When there's somebody having a tantrum in front of you or you're right in the middle of like a money crisis or, you know, your husband's screaming at you about something that just happened. You can't always just stand there and go, okay, Zen. You know, it takes practice and training.
Oh, my God. You're hilarious.
Thank
you're hilarious. And how do your clients describe you?
Well, I think most of them would say I'm funny. I'm hilarious. I swear a lot, too. I'm going to keep it very clean here today. I'm very down to earth. And I give a lot of tough love. I'm very, very direct, but I'm always coming from a place of love. And that's something that in my early years of HR, I wasn't as good at. So it's definitely a cultivated thing, but it's probably among the greatest compliments I've ever received.
Mm. All right. Well, we have to go to break. Again, you can find Casey Kerr at Facebook, and you can Google or search Wing Women Nation on Facebook for more information about how to connect with her. She's also in the Braintree directory on Powerful Women Revealed. Hope you stay with us. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Reveal right here on 95.9 WATD. Hi, I'm Nicole Perry. My mission has always been to support women, and I'm still doing that through my radio show, Powerful Women Revealed. Now I'm creating additional opportunities for women to come together. We focus on personal balance, fine-tuning our business models, and preparing for our futures. Give yourself the gift of personal and professional fulfillment. Check out our new membership levels at powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Hi, I'm Tara Menard with Tara Menard Coaching. The reason why I love Powerful Women Revealed and keep coming back for more is because with Nicole's help, she brings clarity to my mission. Join the movement and tune in every Sunday after the news at noon and support the women in your community and beyond.
Fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up, already brushing off.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. Had to play the song Roar.
I love it.
Because you used to have the company findyourroar.com, and it's still out there,
yeah.
But you're transitioning.
I am. You know what? I found my roar, and my roar is Wing Women Nation. I've spent so many years trying to...
place so much pressure on yourself.
I did. Well, I was doing this backwards. I was doing it somebody else's way instead of doing it my way. You know, I started as a coach, and so I followed the coach's model of you have a one-on-one practice, you grow it into groups, then you grow it into a community. And then that community, they all become very tight with one another, and that gets bigger, and that's pretty much what you do. And then you just keep growing that. And I tried to do it that way, but honest to God, all of the things that got me the most excited when I would do my big, expansive dreaming dreams was the community of women, the teaching this to the women who are trying to... teach themselves and who are trying to live in their own purpose and be their best self, best life, best world, you know, and the people who are, the women who are like, who feel exactly like I had felt, where we had so much to offer and everybody else would look at us and look at us on paper and say, what? Why is this taking so long? My stepmother actually said that to me one time, totally from love. She goes, Casey, we have all known that you were going to be just
amazing,
a huge success.
And,
yeah, there's too much there not to be, but we just didn't think it would take this long.
But she said it from love.
She did. But that's the thing. Like, that's the dirty little secret that so many of us have and we're hiding.
So how did you come up with Wing Women Nation?
It came to me in, you know, Wing Women was like, that's something that I've jokingly called, like, all the women who've been supporting me in creating this and, like, getting clarity on it. Because I really, truly believe that the community part of this has to come first, because so many of us are trying to do so much and we're all beating ourselves up. And women very naturally want to collaborate and connect and communicate and do everything together. And so my point is, why not build a platform where we can do all of that and have collective power? Where we can be one voice, because so many of us believe in so many of the same things. And we need a place to do that together. And I know that a huge part of the reason why I want to attract women, especially who want to be involved in politics or government or in the boardroom and have a more major say, is because all of those institutions are the way that we take care of each other. And who takes better care of each other than women, whether we're doing it as sisters or friends or mothers or daughters? So let's do it together. Lift each other up.
And I love that you're saying do it collectively, because when you are collective, and you said we all believe in so many of the same things, when you are collective and you do it together and you work together, then you can start to see your niches and how you stand out. Now, which leads me to this question. How does this Wing Women Nation business model allow women to experience their value and translate it into dollars?
Well, that's a great question, and thank you for asking it, because that is a problem that so many women, with this dirty little secret that I mentioned, you know, that we're out there in the community, but we're not generating the income
that we want and that we deserve.
Mm-hmm. And it's because we don't have a belief in our own value. And the reason that we don't is back to negative programming dominance. Because women, it's been shown in a ton of confidence studies that say that women believe that they have to have, you know, 100% of the requirements for any job in order to apply, whereas men believe, if I get 40 to 60%, I'm good, you know? And so there's a lot of opportunity.
Isn't that amazing?
Right? So a lot of us, that's a perfectionist program, and perfectionist program is one of the negative programming dominance programs.
Even if you're not a perfectionist.
Because most of us don't know that perfectionist doesn't mean that we're actually doing things perfectly. It just means that we think we have to do them perfectly, so we're failing to execute on them to our best, because our best isn't perfect. Perfect doesn't exist.
Exactly. So why do you believe that our perspective combined with our expectations, why are these two key and that have the biggest impact on our ability, you know, to make the changes in our lives?
Well, because the perspective is the way that we see things. So those of us who are on the negative programming dominance spectrum see things much more frighteningly than they actually are. Everything looks like a threat to us because we're looking at current conditions. We're not looking at the desire. So when somebody comes to us with an opportunity I did it myself with your program to join last year. I wanted to join your power team. And I said, okay, you know what? I have to make choices about how I budget my money because I'm looking at my conditions. Mm. And so I said, oh, I can't do it right now.
Oh,
I can't do it right now. Mm. So that because it looked like a threat to me, it looked like it was going to take money out of my pocket instead of me being able to see it for the opportunity that it was of this community of amazing women that you had already built who were already looking for a lot of what I had to offer. But I didn't see that opportunity. Mm. I saw the threat.
So the perspective and the expectations can all come together when you collectively come together in the Wing Women Nation. Now, what are you creating? What is this platform?
So this platform is meant to help women to discover their value by contributing whatever their gifts, their purposes, their services are. The phase that I'm going through right now is I'm building the Wing Women Nation. I'm building it. So who I've been attracting are all of these women who have the same kind of mission that I do, to be their best self, to live their best lives, and they're very purpose-driven. They want this to be part of the best world, whether their world is their community, their family, or it's a larger global type of approach.
But still translate their value into dollars.
Right now, if they can't, they're charging, trying to charge money for services that they have some negative belief that are standing in their way. So people are saying no to them. I'm sorry, I can't afford you. No, now's not the right time. So this is an opportunity for them to contribute their services, their gifts, their talents to each other and to the building of Wing Women Nation as a platform to teach other women about the negative programming dominance that's preventing them from living their best lives. So the first wave is bringing everybody in
together
just with your talents and your gifts, contribute them. Mm. Now as we get to know each other and we're all sharing gifts and talents and experiences, like look at me preparing for this interview for you forced me to get my language, my message much more succinct than it had been even a month ago. Am I right? Which made me join. Then I sat down and I had a lovely experience at the lunch where I reconnected with women, where I made dates to meet up with Kathy Brigette and Livia of Herself 360, and they helped me to further streamline my message.
Here's the momentum.
Right? And so this is it. This is how we do it together. So they're using their gifts and talents and I'm asking other people who feel that to do the same thing. It's a great way to build your value. Then you get testimonials. Then you get referrals. Now you've seen it for yourself what you're capable of, and it's much easier for you to sit down on the phone and say, I've got a great offer to make you.
Yes.
And now it's couched in the belief of, I've got a great offer to make you, and you're going to be a fool not to take it, and you're ready, and I'm ready, and this is really valuable. And that's how it changes, because that energy is felt on the other side of the phone.
Oh,
and the other woman says, oh my God, you're right. I can scrape that together. I just won't do this.
I love it.
It's not magic.
It's not. It's momentum.
It's momentum.
All right. We got to go to break. You can find Casey Kerr at Wing Women Nation on Facebook. Oh, my God. Your energy is off the charts. I hope you stay with us. We have one last segment. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and I created a great motivational tool for the entrepreneurial spirited businesswoman called Powerful Women Reflections. Women entrepreneurs deserve to be at the top of our own priority lists, and these cards work similar to tarot cards by providing daily insight and motivation. Powerful Women Reflection cards are perfect to keep your health, business, and future in check. Each powerful deck come with 80 cards of reflection, and you can get your own personal deck today by visiting PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Since 1894, the Woodward School for Girls in Quincy, Massachusetts was founded to create a sense of community, wholeness, and independence in young women. In their traditional all-girl environment, the Woodward School for Girls has been committed to building confidence in their students through their amazing academic, art, and sport programs for 125 years. Each student at the Woodward School for Girls is encouraged to find their voice by bringing forth their best work ethic so they can learn to lead. Learn more about their rolling admissions at thewoodwardschool.org today.
your empty hands in mine. And scars, show me all the scars you hide. And hey, if your wings are broken, please take mine so yours can open too. 'Cause I'm gonna stand by you.
We are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Casey Kerr, and we're talking about this Wing Women Nation that she is building and cultivating, and really some of the women that you want to join. Mm-hmm. Right? Is it a membership? No, they're events you're creating.
Yes, I'm starting with events. It's going to evolve into a membership, but I'm building it. And
okay.
And that's important to talk mm-hmm. about, because my own NPD, my own perfectionist, kept me from going out there, because I didn't have all the systems and the bells and the
all
whistles.
And all the ducks in a row.
Yeah, I didn't
and
have
so
my
what?
Website. And so what? And so it doesn't matter, because you know what? I have all the energy for this, and every woman that I've talked to has resonated with it.
Yes,
so
me too. I want to come.
I'm going out there. I don't care if there's toilet paper stuck to the bottom of my shoe. It doesn't matter. I'm going out there as is. It's time.
All right. So some of the women that you want are the women that have for years said yes to everything and are afraid to say no. And then there's the flip side. There's the women that say no to everything and wish they could say yes.
Yeah. And somewhere in the middle. I think it's a lot of like we say no out of obligation, or say no to stuff we want to say yes to because I don't have the money. I don't have the time. I can't take that away from my
kids.
Don't
want to disappoint.
I don't want to disappoint. Or we say yes to a lot of stuff because to say no would bring on the guilt that is just more than we can bear. Mm. And that's a big one. Women have tons and tons of guilt. And so much of it is because they actually have negative programming dominance.
Mm.
So so the women I really want to talk to are the ones who are saying yes when they want to say no, and who are saying no when they want to say yes. And specifically when what's coming in around that, or like the
that you're more anxiety and well, more frustration.
But the purpose piece of it is really important, because there's a lot of us that feel very driven for a mission or a purpose or a cause or something that is our gift to the world.
Yeah.
And when that is really, really strong, that creates the pressure that we put on ourselves that activates a lot of the negative programming. So a lot of the events that I'm talking about.
That is huge,
yes,
what you just said.
So the events I'm talking about and the actual program that I'm teaching people to get wired for your desires is really all designed around how to help you relieve that pressure and still be able to speak to your purpose and answer that call, whatever it is, without the guilt and without taking on more. Mm. I'm doing less now than I was doing before.
Me too. I'm so calm. I did two interviews. Like I the calmness, I'm kind of in love with balance right now.
It's amazing.
It is. So a part of this momentum and the people that you want to bring into Wing Women Nation is finding that balance.
Yes. So
forgiving yourself almost, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there's two kinds of demographics, right? There's the psychographics that we just described of the women who are saying yes when they want to say no. Feel like you have a dirty little secret, like you're not making the money you want to be making.
And how about the women that you said have invested all in all
yes.
these different programs,
oh my God.
And received really disappointing results when it worked for so many other people?
I've spent tens of thousands of dollars and put myself deeply into debt for programs that seemed perfect because they were addressing all the problems that I had. But
some people are putting themselves in debt because they're investing in a business that didn't really work.
Well, that's true too. But this is another thing. Like, these programs do work for some people, but not when you are on negative programming dominant spectrum,
mm-hmm.
because they don't know how to address that. So they're addressing behaviors. The demographics, according to like business type that I'm looking for, are women who have professional services for business services. So like, you know, transcribers and virtual assistants and social media experts and web developers and programmers and
How about the women that want to sit in a boardroom and sort of maybe become political? You mentioned those kind of women, too, that are sort of just not feeding that inner desire, what do you call it, the solar plexus.
Yeah, well,
they're letting it all just sit
right
there.
We're getting stuck there. I met this woman, Melissa Bowers-Smith, who's, I'm not going to get her title right or the name of her organization correct probably either, but it's the Mass Political Caucus for Women. And she was telling me about all these amazing women who've been volunteering to get more women into political office on the South Shore. And she feels like half of those women, more than half of them, she's been trying to recruit for offices in their own towns. But just like the confidence thing that we talked about a few minutes ago, so many of these women don't feel like they're qualified. And it's crazy. So I really am reaching out to women who feel like, you know, even if you think you want to support other women in it, whatever it is.
Or you're just curious.
Yeah. You know, there's a whole big world out there that needs us right now in it. And if you're not feeling fulfilled in what you're able to offer and you know you have more to offer, reach out, because you don't have to have money in order for me to help you do this.
Now, do you have a bigger vision?
I do have a bigger vision, yeah. I can see this evolving into something way beyond me that becomes like a, you know, becomes like the...
It's a movement.
It is a movement. Why can't it be like the Federalist Society that Mitch McConnell created to you know, recruit judges that have conservative views? Why couldn't it become like an AARP that supports people over 50 and gets them better deals on insurance?
I love that analogy.
Right? There's a lot of things that we could do with it. All we have to do is get together. And not just get together, but together eliminate this negative programming dominance. Because it's not
just
hurting.
So there's an agenda.
Yes.
That's
weaving through the whole thing, because that's what's stopping people. And I'll tell you what, all you have to do is look at your own kids. And if they're not living up to their potential and you want more for them, then
you got to look at yourself.
You got to, because you can't teach what you don't know.
We are out of time.
Boo hiss. Thank you for having
me. You could have your own radio show. You really could.
Well, that's part of the plan, too.
Oh, there you go. You got the bug.
Right?
You got the bug. So Casey Kerr, you can find her at Wing Women Nation on Facebook, and there'll be a website eventually and all this other great stuff and events. I want to leave you with this final quote. The only person you are destined to become is the person that you decide to be.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that wonderful? Ralph Waldo Emerson. I think I got that right.
Two quotes
from Emerson recently. Anyway. All right. I want to thank you again for being here. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.